Hello, it's the 10th of April, 2019. We have the Fool Reverse, the Pope, and the King of Swords. Mad Dogs and Englishmen, I'm typing this on my old backup Acer, which has so many keys missing, it looks like a mouthful of broken teeth. And since I must attend to the business of ordering another Mac as soon as possible, I must make it brief. The Pope is obviously a PC guy. In the future position is the King of Swords. He's the most powerful king in the deck. Libra, Gemini, Aquarius. Fools and Kings. Spiritual guidance is suggested today by the Hierophant, or Pope, in the center. His right hand raised, two fingers up, two down, a.k.a. as above, so below. Our white glove Pope, or spiritual whoever, is of the major arcana, and the king, in the future position, looks back at the holy man with his sword raised in a salute of respect. Maybe the king needs to go to confession or something. He's the smart king, the one with the degree, and usually all business. But even he acknowledges whoever the Pope or guru, holy man or woman, or whoever you turn to for spiritual guidance is, pointing to in the sky. The Fool, zero of the tarot and also the major arcana, is the very beginning of the life trip in general. Today, reversed in the past position with his head up his ass, although his head seems to be in the gutter, looks up at the Pope. The familiar white dog we always see loyally traveling alongside the Fool in reverse looks like a little white spirit animal flying around barking down at him or her. The two keys, one gold, one silver, cross at the feet of the holy man, who of course could be any spiritual leader or guru. This is where all paths cross. And so the Fool became a king. Lots and lots of supernatural wonderment in the air this month. Dedicated to Leon. Bye.